It is 9 a.m. It's 62 degrees. You're listening to the Voice of the Free. Music and talk that liberate the mind. People-powered radio. KMUD Garberville 91.1. KMUE Eureka Arcata 88.1. KLAI Laytonville 90.3. 99.5 in Shelter Cove. And on the web, you're listening to us at KMUD.org. And now it is time for Heart of the Earth.
Oh,
Good morning and welcome to Heart of the Earth. This is a program about Native Americans and other indigenous cultures. My name is Agnes and I will be with you until 10 a.m. And support for KMUD comes from Soham Health Garberville Optometry, now serving Southern Humboldt with its mobile optometry unit, offering eye exam screenings and treatment for eye-related conditions. Glass fittings and contact lenses are also available, and they're open Tuesday through Thursday behind Garberville Pharmacy. More info at sohamhealth.org/optometry or 707-923-3921. And we'd also like to thank Reggae on the River, which returns to Humboldt County August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, celebrating 36 years of music, camping, culture, and community. The lineup includes Taurus Riley, Busy Signal, Julian Marley, Luciano, Queen Omega, Mr. Vegas, and more. With three stages, scenic riverfront camping, and a kids' zone, Reggae on the River welcomes patrons of all ages. Tickets and more info are available at reggaeontheriver.com. Well, I opened with the tribe. We're still here. Damn right we are. And probably none of you have heard about this because it just hasn't hit, you know, all the media. But on Sunday, Ann Coulter, you know, that MAGNA pundit with 2.3 million followers, posted, I quote, "We didn't kill enough Indians." And I was really happy this morning when Simon Moya Smith, Native writer and journalist, posted, "At present, mainstream NBC News, MSNBC, ABC, you know, the one that sent Diane Sawyer, you know, to Pine Ridge and, you know, all the, you know, crimey tears about the Native people, CBS, NPR, and even Democracy Now! And the Young Turks have not reported on this call by a racist magnet pundit for more dead Indians. Hey, hi, newsrooms, all of you. Hire more Indigenous journalists or any Native. Do better." It has just sent outrage over Indian country. And like Simon mentions, I was waiting for something on some news channel. Possibly Tom Hartman, I don't know. My son usually listens to him in the morning. I come downstairs and he has Tom Hartman on the TV. And he's been gone for a few days. So, you know, maybe, but nowhere else. So I'm going to share with you, oh, what Native country had to say about this. Yes, conservative pundit Ann Coulter ignited widespread outrage over the weekend after posting on X, formerly Twitter, that, quote, "We didn't kill enough Indians," a statement many Indigenous leaders condemned as genocidal hate speech. The post came in response to a clip from the Socialism 2025 conference where Diné professor and activist Melanie Yahtzee discussed Native sovereignty. Coulter's one-line reply, delivered to her 2.3 million followers, quickly went viral. Tribal leaders and journalists expressed their ire for Coulter's racist comments, including the National Congress of American Indians president Mark Macaro, who is the chairman of the Pachanga Band of Indians. Quote, "Celebrating genocide against tribal nations crosses every moral line. Careless comments like this glorify the darkest chapters of U.S. history and actively endanger Native people's lives today. We will not sit back silently as attempts to normalize abhorrent behavior," said Macaro. You know, and I have to say, you know, tomorrow morning at sunrise, I'm leaving to see visit Leonard Peltier, and I'm doing the northern route. And, you know, we're going to be going through Idaho and Montana and Wyoming to get to North Dakota. And I realized, you know, California license plates. And so as someone suggested, you know, just we're going to find an American flag sticker, you know, and just put it in the corner of our back window. So if the police come behind California, they'll see American flag and maybe we will get ignored. I don't know. I'm going to find one in Garberville as soon as I leave this show today, because I am really a little nervous, especially after this, of driving through those MAGA states. But to continue, Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hotskin Jr. called Coulter's tweet a despicable rhetoric shot on trained on First Peoples of this continent. Quote, such rhetoric has aided and abetted the destruction of tribes, their ways of life, languages and cultures, the violation of treaty rights, violence, oppression, suppression and disposition. It should not be lost on any of us that Coulter's lament that, quote, we didn't kill enough Indians takes place against the backdrop of our relatively low average life experiences, expectancies, high suicide rates, and the epidemic of missing and murdered indigenous people, just to name a few aspects of a continuing struggle, he said. Rebecca Nagel, Cherokee journalist and advocate, said the remark reflects a broader pattern of racism deployed for attention. Quote, comments like this are really racist and really harmful, she said, and it's all to just get likes, to rev up her base at the expense of indigenous lives and dignity. Tasha Mosso, vice president of the Wichita and affiliated tribes, described the tweet as part of the long shadow of colonial violence. Quote, in Indian country, we are still here, thriving, and we are our ancestors' wildest dreams, she said. Well, the Native American Rights Fund, NARF, Executive Director John Echohawk from the Pawnee Nation issued a statement calling Coulter's words, quote, ignorant, immoral, and unacceptable, noting that such statements normalize violence and dehumanization. Quote, it is chilling to see such rhetoric still broadcast by prominent figures in 2025, the statement read. Quote, this is a moment for all Americans to say enough. Even the Oklahoma Democratic Party released a statement condemning Coulter, calling her post, quote, beyond disgusting and urging a boycott of her appearances in books. For many, Coulter's books were especially painful because they invoked centuries of state-sanctioned violence against Native peoples, from massacres and forced removals like the Trail of Tears to the boarding school era's cultural genocide. You know, when I read that, it reminded me of, oh, maybe about 10, 15 years ago, I was in Park City, Utah at the Sundance Film Festival, but I went into a bookstore with my youngest son, and he saw these Ann Coulter books, and he turned them all around so you couldn't see her face. I was so proud. To continue, she's celebrating what our people endured and survived, said Nagel. That's why it cuts so deep. While X initially placed a content warning on the tweet for violating its policies against hateful conduct, it remained visible for over 24 hours, raising questions about the platform's willingness to enforce its own rules. Coulter has not publicly apologized or retracted her statement. And that came from Native News Online. And this is from Indian Country Today. Conservative political pundit Ann Coulter sparked backlash from Native leaders Sunday, July 6th, after posting on her X account, "We didn't kill enough Indians." Coulter's comment came in response to comments made by the University of Minnesota professor Melanie Yahtzee during a December 3rd, 2023 event, not a 2025 event like Coulter asserted in her X post, featuring Native people discussing the similarities between Palestinians and Indigenous peoples of America. The event occurred nearly 2 months after the October 2023 attack by Hamas that sparked the most recent Israel-Palestine conflict. Yahtzee, Dene, had talked about the land-back movement and the need to decolonize America. Quote, because the U.S. is the greatest predator empire that has ever existed, so we want U.S. out of everywhere, and the goal is to dismantle the settler project that is the United States, Yahtzee stated in the posted video. Coulter's statement immediately drew criticism from Native leaders across the country, including Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Honzik, who issued one of the first public statements the same evening after Coulter posted her comment. Quote, Culture statement on its face is despicable reticle shot trained on the first people of this continent, designed to dehumanize and diminish us and our ancestors and put us at risk of further injury. We have faced enough of this since this country's founding. Such rhetoric has aided and abetted the destruction of tribes, their way, their life waves, languages, and cultures, the violation of treaty rights, violence, oppression, suppression, and disposition. Political leaders calling for genocide of Native peoples and decrying their complete eradication is nothing new to Indigenous people. Hodgkin referred President Andrew Jackson as a former leader who might have agreed with Coulter if he were alive today. Jackson has long been considered to have demonstrated hostility to tribes, having championed the Indian Removal Act of 1820, which led to the forced removal of Eastern tribes from their homelands to Indian country, today Oklahoma. Another former president, Theodore Teddy Roosevelt, once made a controversial statement during a January 1880 speech in New York City. In his speech, Roosevelt spoke about his own experience with Native people. Quote, "I don't go so far as to think that the only good Indians are the dead Indians, but I believe 9 out of 10 are, and I shouldn't like to inquire too closely into the case of the 10th, Roosevelt said. Later in his statement was later erroneously abridged and popularized as "the only good Indian is a dead Indian." Hodgkin said he feared her statement shared on her X account, which has 2.1 million followers, might contribute to normalizing hatred toward marginalized populations, especially during the current polarized political climate. Quote, "This country frequently seems on the verge of political violence," he said. Coulter's post implicitly encourages it. Other Native leaders and advocacy organizations also took aim at Coulter this week, including the Eastern Band of Cherokee Principal Chief Mitchell Hicks, who called her statement, quote, "genocidal rhetoric that glorifies violence against Indigenous peoples." Hicks expressed defiance as well, saying, quote, "despite every attempt to erase us, we are still here. We have survived and we have prospered." He said he feared Coulter's would incite further hatred and violence against Indigenous people. Quote, "it stokes division and it places Indigenous people and other communities targeted by hate at greater risk of harm," he said. Indeed, many of Coulter's followers on X expressed support for her statement, posting comments such as, quote, "she's just saying what everyone is thinking." Quote, "we did our best. We simply ran out of blankets." Also, quote, "now I want to open a cheap firewater store near a reservation with drone home delivery service. These things are more tolerable when they are destroying themselves." The National Congress of American Indians President Mark Macaro issued a statement Monday condemning the statement. Quote, "we will not sit silently at attempts to normalize this abhorrent behavior," he said. "We demand an immediate retraction and public apology, and we expect leaders of every political persuasion to denounce this abomination without equivocation." John E. Echohawk, executive director of the Native American Rights Fund, said Coulter's comment echoed the voices of past U.S. leaders who have fought to assimilate and eradicate Indigenous people. Quote, "although abhorrent, this language is not new," he said. Getting rid of Native Americans has been the stated goal of a slew of U.S. policies from the Trail of Tears to the Termination Era. Genocidal language aimed at Native Americans was supposed to be something of the past. It was something that mainstream society had rejected and moved past until Coulter's post. Quote, "we call on all those who are decent, who have moral values, to denounce this type of hate speech," he said. "We should not treat each other in this way. The dark history of the United States policies toward Native people should not be repeated." And I'm going to share with you the whole statement by Chief Chuck Hoskin, the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. And this is what he said, and he had posted it on Facebook. Quote, "Ann Coulter's post this evening on X that, quote, we didn't kill enough Indians is beyond abhorrent. It is dangerous hate speech designed to inflict damage on a marginalized community and designed erodes support in the deepest, darkest gutters of social media. And although it is tempting to decline to dignify her aggressive attack on Native Americans, I cannot and will not. This is no time for timidity. Culture's statement on its face is a despicable rhetorical shot trained on the first peoples of this continent, designed to dehumanize and diminish us and our ancestors and put us at risk of further injury. We have faced enough of that since this country's founding. Such rhetoric has aided and abetted the destruction of tribes, their life waves, languages, and cultures, the violation of treaty rights, violence, oppression, suppression, and dispossession. It should not be lost on any of us that cultures lament that, quote, we didn't kill enough Indians takes place against the backdrop of our relatively low average life expectancies, high suicide rates, and the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous people, just to name a few aspects of our continuing struggle. The cruelty of Coltier's comments are, of course, self-evident to decent human beings from all quarters. We have made much progress in the United States as it relates to federal Indian policy. Conservatives, liberals, Republicans, and Democrats have had a hand in advancing this cause, which is so special to me as chief of the nation's largest tribe, particularly over the last half century. Coulter's statement tonight would be extreme even by 19th century standards, though I believe President Andrew Jackson would like and share her post if he lived among us today. Though her star power has faded over the decades, Ann Coulter remains an opinion leader in the United States and beyond. Her account on X, formerly Twitter, has 2.1 million followers. Her post has been shared over 1.4 million times as of this writing, and this was Sunday night. She is a published author and appears frequently in television media. Her opinion, though peppered over the years with vitriolic attacks on marginalized populations, matters. It's not simply that Coulter chose to attack Native Americans that moves me to speak out this evening. It is my deep concern that these sorts of attacks aimed at minorities and other marginalized populations in the country is at risk of being normalized. Her attack does not take place in a vacuum, and it is not an outlier. It occurs at a time attacks on marginalized populations seem to be on repeat, used to score political points, to advance policy agendas, and sometimes to scare people to advance all of that and more. The country frequently seems on the verge of political violence. Coulter's post implicitly encourages it. We can't get used to the frequent attacks and watch silently as this group and that group is dehumanized and diminished. Hatred in the public will become white noise, accepted as, quote, just the way it is. Alternatively, we can speak out against it. What Ann Coulter said is heartless, vicious, and should be repudiated by people of good faith, regardless of political philosophy or party. Some things are simply wrong, and we cannot validate it through our silence. I will not and cannot chase every hateful social media comment aimed at Native Americans. But at a moment when I remain optimistic that people of goodwill across parties, faiths, philosophies, regions, races, political status can work to unify the country, denouncing Ann Coulter's regret that we, quote, did not kill enough Indians is surely the right thing to do. Please join me. And that is what I am doing here this morning. And I do have the National Congress of American Indians statement. I'd like to share that with you. Yes, the National Congress of American Indians empathetically condemns the hateful, genocidal statement of Ann Coulter on July 6th of 2025 through a post on the social platform X declaring, quote, we didn't kill enough Indians. There is no place in society for this direct incitement of hatred and violence toward American Indian and Alaska Native people. Quote, These words are not provocative social commentary. They are a violent attack on Native people and tribal nations celebrating genocidal celebrating genocide against tribal nations crosses every moral line, said NCAI President Mark Macaro. Quote, careless comments like this glorify the darkest chapters of U.S. history and actively endanger Native people's lives today. We will not sit silently at attempts to normalize this abhorrent behavior. We demand an immediate retraction and public apology, and we expect leaders of every political persuasion to denounce this abomination without equivocation. I can't even talk this morning. I'm sorry. I'm just so, you know, I'm trying to calm down. Shine my light. Take a deep breath, Agnes. Okay. To continue, quote, free speech does not confer a silence to advocate for or justify mass murder, past or present, added NCAI Executive Director Larry Wright Jr. Quote, when a public figure with more than 2 million followers romanticizes extermination, it fuels harassment, hate crimes, and political violence. Silence from elected officials and media outlets will only normalize this genocidal history. We call on them to speak up now. NCAI further demands that X enforce against vitriol like this and send a message that such inciting hate speech will not be tolerated by banning this individual from their platform. Instead of amplifying divisive and inhumane perspectives, let us turn our attention to celebrating the powerful nation-building contributors of tribal nations to the United States. The NCAI encourages all Americans to learn more about the many contributions that Native Americans and tribal nations have made and continue to make this country. Visit a tribal nation near you. Explore the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. or New York. Read about abundant award-winning literature produced by American Indians and Alaska Natives. We encourage all media outlets, elected leaders, educators, and individual Americans to uplift these living stories of service, innovation, and cultural resilience in centering these and other Native achievements. We reject hatred and misinformation. Celebrate our tribal sovereignty and honor our shared community and history. For more than 80 years, the NCAI has advanced the inherent sovereign rights of American Indian and Alaska Native nations and fought for truthful, respectful representation. We will continue to confront negative rhetoric that demeans and threatens our people and build solidarity against hate in all forms.
It began like a bride.